fine. Let me put my ass on.
Thank you.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Okay, see, both y'all.
Are you really just sitting here requesting?
I am going to find pictures of a huge ass dick, and I'm going to put it as my picture.
And then when you get dropped from the call,
right, you would get banned and muted.
Like right in front of my face.
Oh,
for real? That's
what
we doing?
Be about to fuck you up. Be about to fuck you up.
I just want to let y'all know that we have started. Welcome to the What Radio Talk Show. Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say wow.
Say what the hell?
Say what? Live.
Oh, hell no.
What's up, you guys? You are all tuned into What Radio for the Say What Talk Show. And we are going to have a moment of silence for a young gentleman from Twitter who got a dildo stuck in his rear end and decided.
What?
Are we really going to take the show there this early in the morning?
No.
And in the morning, it's the afternoon, and I provided information that we need to talk about. This is vital information. You want to know what possessed the dude to stick a dildo up his butt?
Actually, no, I don't.
And decided what?
Not to mention the thing was still vibrating, apparently. I'm just pointing out that was in the little block.
Well, I'm just going to ask everyone to just have a moment of silence. You know, 3 seconds of silence for this gentleman. And we hope that they safely retrieve his rubbing rabbit or purple titan from out of his rear end. All right, we can get started.
Didn't we really just have a moment of silence for that?
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm going to tell you by experience, as a nurse in the ER, we used to call the parachute man with the dildo up his butt. This is Mr. Martinez, who will keep coming to the ER with the biggest dildo up his butt. And the last one was cut off completely his intestines because he almost died. And they keep on asking, why keep on doing that? Well, I got very excited. Well, the man is homosexual, but he's still living. They do can retrieve that.
I hope so.
All right, well, we're just going to be happy that it wasn't a mouse.
Okay, are we having a whole topic about people sticking things up?
No, we are not.
I'm just asking, because did you hear about the dude that stuck a glass jar on his ass and broke?
No. Technical difficulties.
We would not be going there today. Today's topic is actually we're going to discuss dating. And what we're going to do now, we're going to introduce ourselves. And we are going to volunteer something that you should not do on a first date. So my name is Levine, DJ Veen, and something that you should not do on a first date is actually take the person home to meet your parents.
My name is DJ Spice, aka Sensual Latina, and the first day you do not have sex, then take him home.
Oh, shit.
Too bad. And are we talking the SL or RL?
Either or.
I'm with
both. It has to be something that they don't do on the first date.
Yes. Yeah. Don't
do it. Don't do on the first date.
Go ahead, Doe.
I'm Doe. AKA DJ Mr. No Entry Sign on the Ass. And you should not swallow on the first date. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy.
God. Okay.
Okay. Kimmy's a Renegade, DJ Kimmy Rock. And one thing you shouldn't do on a first date is pick your nose. That ain't cute. That ain't cute.
You shouldn't do that on any date. What the hell?
I know, that's not cute.
I don't know what kind of dude you be fucking with, Kimmy, but damn.
You're not keeping it real. Don't you want to keep it real when you first meet somebody? You want them to know you're for you. You don't want to be picking your nose too much down the line. And he like, oh, damn, she nasty as hell. She picking her nose.
No, baby.
From the get-go, he know you a nose picker. So then he ain't going to be shocked later on. Y'all going to stay together.
Yeah. No. No. No, don't do it.
Honey?
Well, I am DJ Honey. And my thought as far as a first date goes, I do not think that you should bring a chaperone, whether it's your little kid sister, your parents, or a homie, whatever. Don't bring a chaperone unless it's a double date. Now that's totally different, but yeah, three's a crowd.
Smoke.
My name is Smoke, aka DJ Smoke, aka the Pretty Boy DJ. Big shout out to them noobs. Yo, yo, shout out to everybody here in the crowd. What's up? Shout out to Photoshop. What you should not do on the first date is look them eye to eye. You should always keep your eyes at the ground and don't stare at the titties, breasts, ass, or lips. Just keep your eyes to the ground, straight to the ground. Talk to the ground. Next date, then you can ask for the ass. First date, just be polite, look at the ground.
I'm sorry, but if you can't look in my eyes, we're right. Not going to have a second date. I'm just
exactly.
Saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Me too.
No, y'all like projects, and y'all think that the dude is shy or something. I could break him out of it or blah, 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 blah. Then second date, when we ask for that ass, it's like half marriage, you know?
Oh,
he
whatever.
He may not want to look you dead in the eye because he might be cockeyed. So, you may want to make eye contact.
Maybe.
Did we get Miss Isis?
Damn it. No. I'm Isis, a.k.a. DJ Ice Cold. One thing you should not do on a first date, I don't just know because I've done it all.
Let them dogs out.
I'm going to need y'all to keep your bodily functions to yourself on your first date. How's that?
No, what you need to not do on the first date is bring them damn dogs.
I'm bringing the dogs to your house. You go dogs.
On her profile pictures, dogs look like Satan dogs.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to put a set of titties up on there for you instead, Smoke?
I like titties more than dogs.
Okay.
You know what? I like Ice's message. I like that. Don't whip it out on the first date. For real. I had that happen once, and that is not cool at all. I don't want to see that.
It depends on where you go. What?
No. Just no.
That's
V.
What I said. No sex on the first date.
Wait.
You don't even have
to be having sex
for him to whip it out. Okay.
How did he? Okay. What? You gotta explain. What was happening that he just whipped it out? Like, was y'all at dinner and he just like put it on the table, or he was like, I need to use the bathroom. And
no,
then he came out and
home.
He just, like,
he
whipped it out
home after dinner. He was driving me home. And, you know, we were just talking, you know, being goofy or whatever. And he was I dared him to do it. And he actually did it. So, yeah.
Did he say,
okay, so it's your fault the man whipped his dick out.
Exactly. You
he could have said no. Okay, I was expecting him to say no. So he lost out on that test. Okay, every woman gives a little test. And he had an F on that one.
He thinks he's about to get it sucked off. Of course he's going to whip it out.
I'm sorry, but if you too quick to whip it out like that on the first date, I'm good. How many other chicks have you whipped it out for like that?
No. I'm going to say next. No.
See, now, if he just put it directly on the table, that's nasty. But if he put it on his plate, you know.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Distinguished gentleman says, even if it's in a swingers club, and he goes, you thought he was going to get the ass. Nasty. No.
Oh,
hold up. What you doing in the swingers club?
That's what he said.
What you doing in the swingers club?
That was Scion, actually. Scion is the one who hang out at swingers club that brings some concern. Aaliyah, we may want to talk to you.
I went to one in Vegas.
Want to know what y'all doing?
On the next
show. Zion and Aaliyah swing. What?
When is
freaks come out at night?
Wow. I went to the swingers club in Vegas.
From you, Spice.
It is not really a big deal. It's disgusting. You know, it calls the Red Rooster. The Red Rooster.
I know that place.
You've seen it on HBO.
I'm so mad she came out real quick and said, I know that place. What you been doing here? You talking about other people? What you doing here?
Excuse me.
You see body fluids everywhere. It was like, okay.
Body fluids?
I'm talking about they were coming right there on the dance floor. Yeah.
Body fluids?
Body fluids.
We wanted to give a shout out to Miss Eyes on Me chilling on the panel, thinking she gonna get on the panel and not say nothing.
Me.
You need what? Your turn. What should you not do on the first date?
Uh oh.
Oh, it said Miss. It said Miss Eyes on Me.
Oh.
Eyes on Me.
Yes, it's Eyes on Me.
My bad. I thought I thought we was bonded in Creole or something. Miss on Me.
Don't bring an empty wallet. I'm not picking up the tab.
Wow.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Why are you talking like that?
Don't
bring you high.
That's all. I'm good.
You feeling on yourself? What's going on over there?
No, I'm not feeling. See, this is why I don't mic up now. No, I'm not feeling on myself. No, I'm not drunk. No, I'm not high.
She's trying to sound sexy. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break while I go ahead and get a drink. And then we are going to go ahead and get into it.
Get into what?
I'm just trying to listen and see what y'all talking about.
Wait, this from Asia?
Wow. Are we on commercial or we on live?
We on commercial.
Oh, no, good.
Hey, but for real, what if they did? Do they sell perfume that smell like cat pee? Because you know they love cats over there.
It's called Pissy Ellis.
Ew.
Really?
They might. You never know. That may be some kind of remedy.
You can listen to Kimmy Silly Ass if you want to.
They got all kind of remedies over there. You see that they have like dried out goat penis?
Ooh.
Yeah, you hold it in your mouth like ginger.
Once again. Once again, why would you know about that?
I read.
Is this something you want to tell us?
Ew, she says, Simon says, ew. Hey,
and welcome.
Do you know we're not really on
here? Yo, he straight smacked it in. How we live? He ain't even told
We about to go live in 5 seconds.
I just want to say that my dad is listening. Kimmy did not like any of that.
I clicked the button already.
Kimmy, I don't know what's going on, but you cracking up.
Sorry, honey.
Okay, yeah, we got right.
Y'all want to go live? Wait, we're going to go live now.
Welcome back, y'all. All right, we're going to start this off. Today, we're going to basically be talking about dating and everyone's different approaches to it. So, ladies on the panel, when you have a girl's night out in real life, what do you normally do?
Who goes first?
Go ahead, Spice.
We go to a restaurant, our favorite restaurant. We have martinis at the Yang Yang. And then we go dancing. And then whatever happens, happens. We all a bunch of nurses that we are single. We don't do one night stands. We don't pick up a man, but we do flirt. And we have a good time. And we have a designated driver. We don't get drunk. We all get drunk, but somebody drives us home. There you go.
That's
must be married.
No, we're not married. We all single.
Kimmy, I hear you laughing. What do you do?
Yeah, I would like to know. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm on the first date.
Felt the need to emphasize that y'all don't have one night stands. Like, why would somebody? I don't think anybody.
Wow.
Guilty conscience.
Well, you know, you gotta think like this. If you got one night stand, it's like putting a gun to your head. Well, that's us because we're nurses, but everybody else has it. And I hate it because they're stupid. I'm sorry. Not personally. Don't like it.
All right. Well, let me direct this to Doe. Doe, when you go hang out with your boys.
Doe's not a female.
Right. you say ladies on the panel, so please. Right.
Ladies first, then guys.
any other lady want to answer that question? Because I think Spice summed it up, what most of us do.
Okay, can I add to that?
Go ahead, honey.
There you go.
Sometimes we don't feel like going out to the club or anything like that. So, you know, we'll sit around, we'll have some wine or whatever. We'll, you know, do our nails, do some pedicures or whatever. But most of all, we'll just sit around and talk about men.
Yep.
Okay, I'll add my 2 cents in. You know, if I go out with the girls, of course, we go out to dinner. And then we'll end up like at a little poetry spot or something like that. Now, I want to direct the next question to the men on panel. When you go out with the fellas, what do you guys normally end up doing?
Strip a club?
Yeah. No.
I know I go to the strip club. That's the only place I go out to. I don't care. I go to the strip club. I'm allowed to. I go watch Booty Shake and I get drunk. And I slap and leave handprints on booties. That's what I do.
Wow.
Well, there we have it.
I'm just saying that that's what you do when you go out. You go look at what you don't have at home.
Are there any grown folks that want to answer that?
I heard that.
You don't go.
Wait, I'm grown. What you trying to say? I'm not grown because I look at booty. I'm not looking at little people booty.
I would hope you wasn't looking at midget booty.
Right.
Why would you be looking at midget booty?
Well, Isis got midget booty. That's she is stripper. Y'all didn't know that's what Isis do when she goes.
Hey,
out.
Yo, wait, what?
Shout out to Boss who just joined the panel right on time.
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening, Wardy?
Hey. All right, when I go out, I go to the bar sometimes and catch a sports game, grab a couple beers.
See, that's what grown folks do.
That was a real manly.
She keeps saying that's what grown folks do.
I think the strip clubs were for the young guys to go out and, you know.
I'm still young, by the way.
So you go to strip clubs and leave your handprints.
That's the damn thing.
That's just me. I'm being me. That's how I go to booty clubs. So that's me.
All right. Okay, since we established when we go out in packs, most of us, you know, end up at a social in a social area. Now, is it easy? I'm going to start with the guys. Is it easy to approach a female who are among a pack of women?
No.
Why not?
Because when you approach a woman and she's in a pack of women, already the sign is I'm with my girls. So not only do you have to make sure your lines are right and you know, said correctly, but you're also performing on the stage because one of the girls is going to shoot you down, to give you a side look. So you got to catch them when they're going to the bathroom. That way you know it's only two that you have to deal with.
Man, he's right on top. That's true. It's true, though. The guys do that.
That's why we hang around the bathroom. That's right.
To offer toilet paper?
Offer to wipe it for them?
See, I've always thought that was creepy. You know, if I'm going to the bathroom and there's a bunch of dudes hanging around, that's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not creepy. That's for us low self-esteem men, you know? That's what we do. We don't want to be rejected by a group, a flock of women. So, you know, it's better be rejected by 2 than by 12 or 8.
Oh my, ladies, do you think it's really that hard to approach, for a man to approach you when you're out with your girls?
It is hard because sometimes, you know, like say my girlfriend says, I like that guy, but then the guy is thinking about you instead of her to talk to you, you know? So, I gotta go talk to him. Then he goes, no, I'm sorry. What's your name, friend? You know what I mean? Because it happens before.
Okay, I'm actually going to speak up on this one.
All good.
I'm gonna tell you something. Okay, my best friends are all Jamaican. Okay, I don't think any man in his right mind is going to approach me and my girls when we are in pack mode, because we are loud and everybody knows we're there, so it's just not safe.
You're right. Wow.
I'm not gonna lie, straight up, my best friends, both of them are Jamaican, and they are loud as hell, and they will slap you the fuck down. I've watched them do it. I don't think any man in his right mind wants to approach a woman when she is with her pack of women. So high five smoke for the bathroom thing.
You going to use the bathroom? Let me holler at you for a second.
Then should a woman approach a man who is obviously out with his boys?
She doesn't have to. All she got to do is walk by and he's going to follow the booty.
Mm-hmm. What if she don't have no booty?
Well, then she ain't going to get the man. She better do some squats.
Send him a drink.
Dope. Now, when you out at a strip club with your boys, would you be open to a female approaching you?
No. Because if they approaching you at the strip club, they don't want nothing but your money, so she can back off. I'll give you my money if I want to. Cause, you know, it's plenty of times you go to the strip club and it's that one busted old chick that look like she should be home watching Murder, She Wrote or something, all in your face. No.
I don't know. Let me think about that for a second. Actually,
you never been to a strip club. They got that one old stripper that look like she been hanging on for dear life.
Oh, wait, this is in the strip club or the
That's what they say in the strip club. No, and no.
Oh, no, not in the strip club.
No.
Okay, what about a regular club?
Club, it can go both ways, because if a woman approaches a group of men, she can be looked at as like she's trying to get down with everybody. So not necessarily, no. I don't think so. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, something easy girls do for 10,000.
So how are they gonna approach a man if you with a bunch of men just like you guys?
Because we have bathroom breaks just like that, just like y'all do.
No,
get another drink.
You guys stick around in the bathroom trying to catch us, or what? You want us to stick around in the damn bathroom too? Hell no. Okay, drink. Well, I mean, that's what I do. Well, that's what my
girls
do.
Hang around the dude bathroom is because she about to go in there and.
No, I did before. I don't care. Shit. I got to go pee.
Huh?
And they're
all food.
Right.
Spice you in the wrong.
No, I don't care. I do. You know what?
Bless her heart.
Believe me, I do not care. It's either that or I'm going to pee on myself.
You go up in the men's bathroom, you ain't going to pee.
They don't mind. The guys were very nice. They got out of it.
To be honest with you, I've actually done that too. But when I did it, I was at a gay club and... But the women's bathroom was completely full. You know, I was like the only woman there, and the women's bathroom was so full, and the men's bathroom was empty as hell. So went to
the men's. Was this a female gay club?
No, it's a male gay club.
And the gay clubs, most of them here in Austin, Texas, is for men and women. So I don't care. But when I go to a regular club, I go pee. I don't care. If they say something, I say, well, you know what? Okay.
Because the problem with the gay clubs is that they're doing other things in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm going to have a truth moment.
Hey, wait,
y'all.
What do they do in the bathroom in the gay club? I'm going to know. We'll go in the ladies' room.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Well, if you go to a place where everybody thinks they're a lady,
they're on their period, though. Okay. Zine, what did you have to say, honey?
I'm going to have a truth moment with y'all. I have used the men's restroom on a dare, and it was the actual urinal. Because I had to, my dare was, this was many, many, many moons ago.
Before the surgery?
Whoa.
So, I had,
oh my God.
You say French street.
This ain't gonna be good.
So I had to squat and I had to hold the urinal with both hands to aim right. So when I got a good grip with my right hand, I was able to aim a little bit with my left hand to make sure I don't pee everywhere else. And one of my friends walked in the door.
Wait. Hold up.
What?
Oh, we got partner. Hold up. You aimed with your left hand. How did you?
No, see, this, like she said, this must have been before the surgery.
Bestie, does she have good aim?
So you mean to tell me when we go into the bathroom and there's that puddle of piss on the floor, it's probably a woman in there who was trying to pee, and it wasn't really us missing the toilet? Okay. All right. See, that explains it, because I know I don't miss. I don't know how people be missing peeing all over the floor.
All right. It was just a dare. And all women know you can aim when you pee. Depends on how you position yourself.
Position yourself.
How you aim with your hand, though?
you gotta hold up your camel toe.
Whoa. Wait a minute. No, you know what? I'm leave that one alone. Let me leave that alone.
I'm done. I can't.
Smoke.
Commercial. Yep.
This conversation you and Bean might need to have later.
I'm telling you.
You have to, when you go to a public bathroom, the women literally grow a penis, okay? Because I would never sit on those toilets, sorry. Right? You have to.
Stop acting like that, y'all.
I flash my feet and I pee standing up.
Some people's thighs ain't strong enough to squat, so they got to spread eagle in. And aim, correct.
Mm-hmm. And we do a good job too. Shit.
This is interesting.
You learn how to squat. You knew you was taught how to squat from a young age.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you. Mama always teaches you how to squat.
Let me see. What was the next question?
Okay, since Smoke is talking, Smoke, what type of men do women look for when she goes out to a club or a lounge or like a happy hour?
You really asking me this? Y'all looking for suit. Mr. Wrong? That's who y'all looking for. Y'all looking for somebody who has money, seems educated, somebody you could take home to mama, somebody who look like they can slang. Mm-hmm. Y'all looking for marriage material.
Mm-hmm. Not me. I look for a bad boy.
Okay. You can't be looking for a bad boy and not put out
always. That's what my mama said. Why you don't look for somebody like your sister? I'm like, because I don't like them. They're boring.
So you looking for a man? You looking for men?
I'm looking for the tug. Yes, I'm sorry. What can I say?
You looking for the tug? What? You looking for somebody to punch you in the chest? That's what you looking
for?
No,
not that kind of tug. You know, they're very nice ones. You talk to them and you civilize them. That's good.
You looking for a civilized thug.
A nice thug.
A nice thug.
A thug that can speak some together. SAT words.
There you go. at least they graduated high school.
See what I'm saying? Mr. Wrong. Y'all be looking for something y'all done saw on one of them Tyler Perry movies.
That's so you think that's Mr. For. Wrong?
No, I want a nerd. Give me a nerd any day.
Do you think, no, wait a minute. Do you think that's Mr. Wrong?
No, I think that's Mr. Impossible, you know. No, that's a very rare breed of person.
No, because I met one, and you would not believe how intelligent that person was. I don't believe it,
because all the thugs I know.
Well, this thug was not. This thug is like, I guess he was a wannabe or something, but yeah, he was a little dangerous, but he knew what the hell was going. You know what I mean? It was
so basically what you're saying, Spice, is you got played like a motherfucker.
No, I broke it off because he was too possessive. But that's about it. But he was very
man. He made you.
So he wasn't anime? A thug. He was crazy.
Yes,
that's crazy. What that was. He wasn't
you know,
a thug.
MC Light actually mm-hmm. talked about a roughneck. You know, mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. something about a roughneck.
She like her men with bumps on her neck.
No, a hardworking man that doesn't wait for handouts, you know, it works for his family.
A hardworking man does not equal thug.
I was just going to say, a thug is no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Some guys just want to be. And when you get to know them and you know who they are, you find out different things. You know, it's like, really, why you dress like that? Really, why you do that? And really, why you... And then they're just a regular man. He's just a human being.
Okay, well, Kimmy, when a man approaches you while you're out, how can you tell if he genuinely wants to get to know you or if he just wants to screw?
Okay, if he genuinely does not look at my boobs first, then he really wants to get to know me.
Doe, is that true?
What? I don't want to look at her boobs.
I can't have my son.
I don't want to look at her boobs. What?
No, the I mean the answer.
I can't even answer that. That just her talking about her boobs just made my head go the other way. I just don't even want to hear this right now.
Naveen, hold up. What did she say just now? If a man if a man doesn't look at her boobs, then what?
If he does not look at my boobs first.
Nah, what did I say? Keep your eyes to the ground. See, I'd be in there. See what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about.
That's a damn shame.
I'm sorry, but if a man cannot even look into my eyes while we have a conversation, he's got to be looking everywhere else but at me. We got a problem. He better keep it on moving.
I would win because I got to think for eyes, so I look at the eyes first anyway. So forget the boobs. You can see them when the clothes come off.
Okay, honey, what is the difference between the type of man who goes to a lounge versus one that goes to a club versus one that goes to happy hour?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, let's see. The type of guy who goes to a club, you know, is a lizard. You know, he's there looking for some sex. Okay, the happy hour dude is there because 9 times out of 10, he's married or got a significant other, and he's just there for the drinks, okay? He's not even trying to hook up or nothing. Or if he does try to hook up, it's probably just to find somebody on the side. A lounge man is usually there because of the entertainment, you know, the music or, you know, the atmosphere. So he's probably going to be a little bit more mature than the club or happy hour guy.
Okay. Does everybody agree?
Mm-hmm. I don't follow the ones with the suit on because you just look at their hands and they got little shadows, so they're fucking married. They're pissing me off.
Yeah, those are the happy hour dudes.
Yes, the happy hour ones. Oh, are you married? No, not at all. Really?
Mm-hmm. So you got to catch the ones that are at the late happy hour. Because the ones at the early happy hour got to go home. They got to pick up the kids. Yes. They got to hurry up, make sure, you know, they home for dinner, all that stuff. Right. But the ones who are there for, like, the late happy hour, those are the ones you need to talk to.
It's the ones that are usually unemployed.
Because the ones that are there for the late happy hour, they've already put the wives and kids to bed, and they already got into an argument with their girlfriend or wife or whatever, and they just getting out of the house. Okay, the PlayStation done broke, and they're mad, you know, so they need to get out of the house
and fuck around. There you go.
Right. They're just looking for something else to do because what they normally do is not available.
No, I disagree. Because Friday night happy hours start from 4 p.m. to like 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So you don't want to talk to the ones that are there from 4 to 6. You want to talk to the ones that are there from 6 to 7:30. Those are the ones who don't have to rush home to their family.
So what you're trying to say
is... And they have a job.
You don't want a man with a family? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just answering the question. Mm-hmm. I'm just answering the question.
Uh-huh. Learned a lot on this show.
What goes on at this happy hour? That
I
you
think
guys
you need to
like
call her before between people. 4 to 7.
Anyways, next.
Anyways,
Okay, Doe. When you is Doe still here?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, Doe. When you approach a woman, do you want to get to know her, or do you prefer to screw her then possibly get to know her?
No, I gotta get to know her because I don't just screw. No.
Plus, he only go to strip clubs, okay. So you know those chicks.
And
are...
I don't screw strippers either. That's nasty. New. I don't screw.
Are you guys reading? Are you guys reading local because they're asking questions?
Okay, Sion wanted to know what was the question. Sion, the question was, when you approach a woman, do you want to get to know her, or do you prefer to screw her first, then possibly get to know her?
I'm telling Mom.
No, but you definitely don't want to screw her first because she could be crazy. And after you give her that, no. You saw that thin red line between love and hate, whatever.
But they dated a couple times.
Yeah, but still, but she could end up being crazy just like her, but you didn't know she was crazy because you just gave her the penis, and then now she just went off on you. Next thing you know, you waking up, you got a gun to your head or something like, no.
So you saying if a woman supplied you with a limousine to go wherever you want to go, a shopping spree, she stayed in a 4-story house on a mountain hill overlooking the ocean, you wouldn't be with her for the second date?
No, that don't mean nothing to me.
Why?
I'm dead serious. That don't mean nothing because I don't want no headache. You could have all that and still give me a headache. Nah, I don't want that.
He said, not that one, but answer your question, he says.
Oh, to all of our listeners, if you want to chime in, you can definitely call in 818-649-WHAT. And that's, once again, 818-649-9428. Or just hit us up on Skype.
On Skype.
On Skype.
On Skype. All right. Should a woman pursue a man?
Sure. Saves us time.
Lord. Stop being lazy.
I mean, hey, shit. Life is too short to be dilly-dallying, opening doors and all that kind of shit. Just if you want it, come get it.
Dilly-dallying, really?
Yeah, dilly dallying around. Yeah, this ain't 1920. I don't have to go and consult your mom.
Yes, no, you need to woo.
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 Yes.
Woo. Chivalry is dead. Y'all ain't here? That was 1990 something.
No.
Chivalry is not dead at all.
When was the last time somebody was chivalrous to you?
You can't even say it.
Right, because it's dead.
When about 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago.
Yes.
Was money involved?
No, there was no money involved. It's just about being polite.
No, I didn't say polite.
No, but you have to add that act to your politeness.
Did the man open the door before he slapped you on the ass? Don't laugh.
Opening the door is being polite. I mean, I do that for other people too. Like if I go to Walmart and I'm opening up the door and there's an old lady behind me, I hold the door open for her.
No, I don't mean just a regular opening the door. I mean when you open the door, I sing to you and pitch woo at you as you walk through the door.
It depends on your voice.
Right. Chivalry is dead.
Some people don't just have time for that.
There is plenty of time because if you make the time for that, the time that you get in return will be very much more valuable. I will tell you that much.
Nah.
If you take the time, seriously, if you take the time to open up the car door for the girl, you know, going on the date, open up the door for her, you know, when she's going inside the restaurant or whatever, you know, she's going to think that you're actually caring about her, that you actually think enough to make sure that she got through that door safely. Then later on, she is going to make sure that you are safely tucked into your bed with her riding on top.
Huh? You know,
she'll take care of you if you take care of her. Just saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Since Smoke, you're so opinionated and you believe that a woman should pursue a man, how far should the pursuing go?
Right. It can go as far as leading to the bedroom. That's as far as we'll go. Because if you start going any further, then anything further means commitment / marriage / you know, trying to cuff me. And we ain't got time for that.
You agree, though?
Yeah, I agree.
Boom.
Okay, then we'll...
And Ciroc agrees, too. And Sion. And Infinite, if he was here.
Lord Jesus.
Okay. And him, too.
And okay, one question for the men. So that doesn't mean that the woman is a hoe if they pursue you and go straight to the bedroom, blah, 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 blah. So would you date her the next time?
Well, it depends on how that first date went, you know.
It went fucking great. You liked the damn fuck, whatever. Right. So, do you guys do that? Because, see, this is the thing that we have learned. Well, it depends how they brought you up into this world. Because I will be damned if I take you, say, straight to my bedroom. Killer. You know what I mean? It's just bullshit. You guys are being bullshitters now. Because there ain't no way. And
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Anybody could use, you know, this is why it's very, very, very dangerous to have a one-night stand. And, no. I got to have you, even on a blind date, I'm going to be in the daylight with a lot of people. And I already got the license plates, the phone number, and I gave it to my girlfriend because I'm not. And then my girlfriend will be sitting the next table watching me.
Nah.
Yes.
What you're saying, all that expired about 15 years ago.
Bullshit.
We're living in a new world age now.
No, sir.
There's this guy.
You will not let your daughter go on a blind date.
There's this guy that you need to know about. You need to Google him. His name is Maury.
It's still going. And we're in this. And no way. We said 2013.
They got men walking around looking like women. And we don't know what the hell is going on. So what you have to do, just like in NFL, you have to log on.
She, who, he, she. You know that.
You got to take her in the bedroom and test to see if she got something down there. If you got what I got, then we can't go past that.
Well, you might get hurt. I mean, I've seen that happen. And I didn't know that she was a man. Oh, come on, please. Really? Yes, you can. You can tell. If we women can tell, yes, you can.
Okay, I'm gonna go one up on Doe and Smoke.
You don't have to go one up on me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go one up on both of y'all.
Mm. Why is she attacking us though? We ain't the only men in here.
No, I'm gonna go one up on Ciroc and one up on whatever male is listening. Since it's okay for a woman to pursue a man and to take it all the way to the bedroom, then how about this? Does that lead into dominance in the relationship?
No. Ain't nothing wrong with an aggressive woman. She knows what she wants, she go to get it.
Right.
Okay. That don't mean that she gonna necessarily be dominant in the relationship. You know, everybody should have an aggressive point at one point in time.
It takes two people for that to happen. And if she's aggressive and you let her be aggressive and run a relationship, then that's on you, homie.
Right.
Speaking of running a relationship, what's up to Sion on the panel?
Hey, Miss Diamond would like to say something.
Tell her to call in.
The audience.
So we can hear her.
Hey, Diamond Baby, call us.
All right. Okay. because, you know, I think it's all good when y'all say it's okay for a woman to pursue a man. But, okay, let's say a woman has pursued you, a woman has you. Now, there's an old saying when they say, what it took to get her is what it takes to keep her. And let's say that goes for a man. What it took to get him is what it takes to keep him. So now you got a woman who's opening doors for you and basically treating you like you're the female in a relationship.
There's also a saying, step on a crack, break your mama back. Now, you believe that? You can't believe everything old people say.
Right. I second that right there.
Oh, y'all just going to let them talk to me like that?
You can handle it. You pee standing up. You got this.
Mm-hmm. You got this. Miss, I use the men's bathroom, the urinal.
Mister, I don't even hold myself when I pee anymore because I let my woman do that for me. Oops.
Well, some right. Y'all in suit. This is another show that y'all should be taking that one to. We're not doing golden showers and all types of stuff here. We're just talking about relationships. Y'all nasty.
All right. Okay. What do you guys look for in a mate? Because everybody has a agenda in what they want in their partner. Whether it's even when you're filling out like one of these online profiles, you know, how tall, what this person looks like, what hair color, what job they should be working. What is it that you look for in a mate?
Zion?
It's just for the men. Because I could say right now, I need a woman that can keep her appearance up. If you walking around with chipped up fingernail polish on, you ain't for me. That's nasty.
Damn.
I'm good on that.
All right. So
wait. I want to say something about the chip nails. What if the woman is washing your dishes and cooking your meals and changing your baby's diaper? Ain't no goddamn fingernail is gonna be nice.
But let me ask you this: how long does it take it off? When it get chipped up like that, why you got to keep it on your fingers? Take it off.
If we're too busy changing your baby's diapers.
Off. Well, you know what? You come here, baby, I will take it off for you. That's how it go. If you too busy washing dishes and changing diapers, I can do that myself. But if you too busy doing it, I will help you take it off your fingers.
You know what? If you will go ahead and wash your dishes, I'll go take it off. That's cool.
I have no problem washing dishes. I wash dishes, I cook dinner, I'll change diapers. I don't care. That don't bother me. I'll clean the bathroom.
That sounds good for the first week.
I heard that.
I do that all the time. I have...
Nails looking like broke up M&Ms. Speaking of nails, shout out to Dior's nails. There she go. What's up, Dior?
Hi, you guys.
Hello.
Dior.
Yes. Yes, Veen.
What is the first thing that attracts you to the opposite sex?
I think it would have to be like her mouth, like her teeth.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I have seen that one.
Did you say opposite sex?
You said opposite sex, honey.
Opposite is, so you trying to say?
You have a dick, sex. Dior.
Oh, no.
What you trying to say?
Really?
Wow.
I don't know.
His chest? Yeah, chest.
Okay, Cammy?
Repeat the question.
What is the first thing that attracts you to the opposite sex?
His smile, his teeth. Yeah, he gotta have nice teeth. His teeth, not her. His.
Wow.
Smoke?
Not a female.
Shut up.
Oh. Wait, no.
You want me to be serious for once?
Yes.
All right.
Thank God.
Wow, what I'm attracted to on a female, first ass. And foremost. No, not the ass. It's the personality.
That's first thing I see is the ass.
Nice. No, the really? Personality. I'm attracted to the personality first.
You know, I'm so proud of you for that answer, bestie.
No, for real, because think about it. Like anybody can have an ass. You could buy an ass at Walmart or get some. When I say that, I mean fix a flat, something like that.
Buy the stallion booty video. Get a stallion booty.
Wait, didn't she say appearance?
Yeah, the first thing we see, right?
Appearance. Now you ain't looking at a personality. You looking at appearance.
Damn personality.
Did you say appearance or her parents?
Appearance. What was the question? The parents or no?
Appearance.
Appearance. Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Ass.
Ass. Yeah. Ass a second.
Diane says ass.
I think the mouthpiece is first.
I think for me is the mouth and their feet. Kate has some pretty feet. The men.
Would you go ask him to take his shoes and socks off?
Because usually if we meet, it's in the summertime, so they got sandals on or whatever on the beach or whatever, and I'm like, I gotta see their feet.
I keep forgetting you're in Texas. That's like all year round.
Yes, I'm like, I got to see your feet, and if you laugh and you got some crappy ugly teeth, bye bye.
Okay. Well, for me, it's the eyes and then the mouth. So,
yeah, I'm with y'all. I love a man with really nice lips,
smile, on lips,
juicy lips. I mean, if he licks his lips like LL Cool J, then
okay. What if he licks his lips like LL Cool J, but he got raggedy teeth?
LL Cool J, it's over.
If he has raggedy teeth, then we've got an issue. Okay, because I know several dentists that we can go and visit, you know, if he needs, but the lips have got to be there. Got to have the lips.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, you know, you can get a pedicure, you can get some new veneers, teeth, and whatever, but lips and ass on a man.
Lips. Wow.
No, what? Cannot else. Be crusty. Please don't have crusty lips. Do not have ashy lips. Don't be walking around looking like Michael Irvin. That is nasty.
You know, but them lips that be cracked, like cracked lips.
I don't believe none of y'all, because none of y'all said dick or wallet. None of y'all.
Because we can't see.
You can't see his dick or wallet.
Actually,
Sometimes it's big enough for you to see the imprint. Sometimes it is.
They put a scarf on it. Come on, girl. Shit, this man do that all the time. I don't know until I see it for real.
Most men with money, you really can't see their wallet because all they got is cards, and the cards are flat.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as seeing the penis goes, you know, some men don't have adequate, you know, things to work with where you can see it. And that's okay as long as you have the lips. Because if you have the lips, you can work with the penis. Just
It's not the size, it matters how you work it. It don't matter.
You better work that.
Pretty much. I forgot who we talking
what
to.
The
honey,
hell?
No, honey attracted to Martin Luther King's lips.
Exactly. See, bestie, you know where I'm coming from. You know where I'm coming from. Martin Luther the King. Coretta had it going on. That's all I'm going to say. Coretta had it going on.
Oh, my goodness. On that note, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break.
Go ahead, man.
So honey could cool off from getting all
hot. She can turn into the nasty honey.
LL Cool J, baby. That's right. Woo. He looks so good.
Trying to rub one off to the Martin Luther the King. What the hell? What's wrong with y'all, man?
Can y'all imagine Martin Luther King in a strip club?
Shake that ass. Shake that ass.
Y'all is crazy. Y'all have to be ashamed. Oh my God.
Y'all are so disrespectful.
I'm so mad.
Martin was wild.
My son saw the big ass on my Skype. He goes, ew, mama. You know, take it on that sound. I was like, you know, you like the big asses, so hush. My name is JG.
Honey, for Nizi, I need you to part your legs wide.
Come on, bounce to this. Come on. Grab my rag, when so
turn on the lights. I'm looking for. Okay, 4 to 5 seconds.
I just want to shoot one of your dogs. Just one of them.
They're so pretty.
See, let me tell you why he said that. The only reason he said it, because he done killed like 5 of his dogs that he done had.
Oh, my God.
What?
You don't ever need another dog ever again.
I want to kill the one that said no.
I can't be rude, but they are.
Feed one of them dogs to Spice's ass.
There you go.
I think Ray want to cuss out Smoke for killing dogs.
Why not change my picture? Because you're leaving my ass alone.
It's like your ass got an ass.
Damn.
Photoshop.
Hey, y'all ever seen like the men with the high booties?
Huh?
What you say? Yeah. Men with those high donkey booties.
Yes. And we're back live on
the ones that walk funny legs. Yeah. Who's the comedian that talked about that? Oh my God, and they showed it. And they walk like they gotta shake their leg. Yeah.
They say, how you doing? How you doing, everybody? Welcome.
Oh, we welcome back to
what? Say
what?
Say what? Talk show. I'm say sorry, what? Y'all. Today we are talking about relationships. Building them, making them grow and flourish. If you want to chime in, feel free to call us at 818-649-9428 or just add us on Skype. Same name in world, same name on Skype. Levine Juliet, Smoke CeeLo, y'all know what it is. All right, our next question for the panel. Where is the best place to find a partner?
Church.
I don't want no heathen. Coming in, he was a heathen the night before. No thanks.
Online,
he was a heathen.
Blackplanet.com.
Wow, Black Planet. Are you serious?
Is Black
people even still go to Black Planet?
I know my mama asked me. Exist? Like rare for rare.
I don't know.
Don't look at all. Shit, let it come to you. Don't look at all.
Right. Yes, Anthony, in real life. Because we know where to find them in SL.
The library.
Where in SL?
At a club.
Church.
No, where in SL? Where you find them in SL?
At a club.
Girl, please.
A party.
Full of women. What are you talking about? Island.
It's like one or two. It's a sprinkle in there.
Yeah, I guess so.
You want to look for a dude in SL, you got
in real life, you can find them either at the store, grocery store. Church, yeah, but most of them marry.
I'm going to find mine in the shoe store.
In the women's shoe store?
Mm-hmm. No, you ain't.
You'll find Al Bundy in there.
Did you really just shoot down her dreams? Like, really? This pal?
Let me tell y'all a secret where to find, find a man in real life.
Right. I know what you can say. Make your own man in SL.
Right. Hey, easy to find in SL. Just make one shit.
That's right, Rain, in a grocery store.
True story.
That's what I said, grocery store, yes.
Rain and Diamond, grocery store.
Walmart. We're like
both reaching for the same onion.
Home Depot.
Home Depot or Lowe's, yes. Those
mm-hmm.
are like, yeah, you can find
Home Depot or Lowe's. More Lowe's than Home.
But they've got to be inside Home Depot or Lowe's, not standing outside with the Mexicans trying to find a job.
Not even outside. If you're looking for a man at a home improvement store, you want to go to the contractor services desk because you want the man that's bringing in the big dollars.
True.
But if you want a nice, decent man that you could bring home to your mama, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Y'all go to an organic juice bar and you will find a nice, wholesome man that knows how to cook, clean, and he exercises.
You go to Whole Foods.
Gold digger advice.
Not even a gym. The guys in the gyms are hoes. Because they don't go to the gym really to work out. They go to show off.
What about a museum, like a Black History Museum? You know, like right in front of the Martin Luther King exhibit.
In Atlanta? You can't find no man in Atlanta. Sorry. They told me it was a whole
bunch. I'm about to go there in June. They said, like, the men are just out there.
Yes, there are plenty of men in Atlanta.
Yeah, but half of them are gay.
Half?
Look, half of them are gay. And the other half are in jail. And the ones that are left, raises my hand, we are here. But most of the women in Atlanta are
in the strip club.
So you're gay, is what you're trying to say.
I ain't gay. I'm just saying most of the women in Atlanta are bi. Because, you know, the female to male ratio is, like, stupid.
Nothing wrong with a bi woman. Nothing wrong with that.
I ain't complaining.
I was just going to say.
That's more of the party, but I'm just saying. But there are men in Atlanta.
Okay.
Married.
Okay, then I have a question. How do you? Where can you find a straight man in Atlanta? Because I got some friends in Atlanta who's struggling.
Well, I go there, and I'm going in June, so definitely let me know where they be at. I don't want the undercover.
Get the number. Really? Somebody needs the number to call.
Find a really straight man in a strip club.
Yeah, I'm about to say in the strip club, Pink Pony, Blue Flame.
And he's giving out names.
Diamond. I'm just helping y'all.
No rap video.
Really? So we got to find a good man at a strip club in Atlanta.
Gay man go to the strip club?
Not to the one.
All the stripping girls are gay. Hello, or Mary, and they bring their wife with them.
Well, we can all menage, wife included, husband.
No, we can't.
Okay, I got another question. What instantly makes someone unattractive?
Ugly
they
attitude.
Breath.
Ugly attitude.
Yes. I have ran away Bad from dudes because of that. I'm sorry. That don't work. Please,
or
no.
If they have a couple of drinks and they're obnoxious, bye-bye.
Wow. But you could cure bad breath. Y'all can't.
No.
No.
Once it hit my nostrils, it's there forever. I can't do that.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Halitosis? Nope.
Where you been all my life?
So, if you got a nice-looking man who has a job, his own house, his own crib, you know, paid off, he got a nice car, no kids, and he's completely loyal, he's a family man, but he has bad breath, you wouldn't work with him on that breath?
No. Let me tell you, the dude, I'm sorry, he was really attractive, he was nice, he was going to college, he was a baseball star, and I just couldn't do it. Like, after his breath hit me in the nostrils, it was just like a wrap. I couldn't even look at him the same. He was no longer attractive. It was gross. I just feel like, how can you not smell that? Like, how can't you?
But sometimes
my nose hairs.
But sometimes you get immune to it. You don't even taste it.
No.
When it comes, every time you're gonna kiss him, you're gonna feel like you tasting it, right. Whether he done freshened up or not. You're gonna
exactly. Taste it. I feel like how his breath smells roll onto mine. You know what I'm saying? Get in my saliva glands. Then I'm breathing that. I don't want that happening.
You know what? That's how bad karma is going to get you, because you're going to have some kind of accident when your nose gets shaved off.
I thought you were about to say my breath is going to be kicking. My mom had me going to the dentist ever since I was a little girl, and I still go. So I know my breath good. Yes.
Wow. And what was the other turn off for somebody?
Smoker.
I said how they talk.
Drunk. Not too strong.
I said,
if she got a mustache.
She can shave that, though.
I don't want to hate on my mustache. It's my grandpa. No. No.
My instant turn off is a foot dragger. Mm-hmm. And someone who chews with their mouth open. Yes, people who slide their feet against the floor when they walk.
Maybe they've been shot in the leg.
Oh my God! Smack! I'm shuffling. Let me tell you something. You can't be that lazy, or your leg can't be that dead, where you can't pick it up half an inch off the floor.
I got a question, right? Say you was talking to somebody for a while, and y'all just happen to have some really bad phone sex. Would you still talk to that person?
Yeah, as long as the live sex is the bomb. You don't have to be able to translate that in words.
Exactly.
Because I know, let me tell you something, I suck at the phone sex thing. I really do. Mm-hmm. So I just be faking it. I be making
like, I bet you heard that.
I suck at the fake thing. Okay.
If I kept a phone book, anybody in that cell, it was fake because I can't even take that seriously.
I can't even
If y'all really thought y'all was doing something by whispering stuff in my ear and all that making nasty stuff, let me give y'all a demonstration.
I'll help you.
Okay.
So he asked me if I'm touching myself dig deeper and stuff like, well, whatever.
Could you make it harder, better?
He's like, yeah, I'm
stronger.
Fingers in there. Then I go like this.
Suck the phone right now.
And they do sound effects for it too. Whoa.
So if any guy ever talked to
it sounded like she was like stuck her fingers like.
If y'all heard any sounds like that when y'all told me to put the mic down now, I was just drinking a bottle of water and playing with my cheeks.
No, I like.
You saw them with Girl Six.
I'm like slapping your arm and shit. I was like, you got to be kidding. I was like, how can you get off on the goddamn floor?
And when y'all cheeks start to hurt from doing that noise, just get some lotion and mash it in your hands.
Now that we've given out all the phone sex,
you know what? I don't care.
She's telling her something else.
Sounds good to me. But guess what? We do that shit to you too. Look, check this out.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Come on, sports fan.
You know what that sound was? Me playing Madden. That's what that was. I just scored a touchdown in Madden. Oh, yeah, baby. It's hard for you.
That felt good.
Oh my God. Shit.
I'm at full attention for you, baby.
I'm so bad at that. He said, ugh.
Oh my gosh. That's when I used to cut it, people emoting, and I used to read it. Balls. Yes, I'm reaching over and I gently touch your forehead. And, oh, man, come on now. I ain't got time for all that.
Right. Didn't I tell you? We don't have time for all that.
I'm taking your clothes off right now. Take your shirt off. That's what I'm taking
now. I have a question for the guys. Exactly. When they invited you to dance and then finally, you know, you asked them to dance because they're so chicken to ask a lady to dance in the cell. So you invited to dance, and once you dance with them, they put you in the ball, and it's like trying to grind you. I'm like, bitch, grind me. And then they go on there, on my arms, reaching out to your glitz, damn it. Reaching out to
Spice.
What?
Let them grind you, okay?
Hell no. First of all, I don't even know you. Second of all, how the hell are you going to be going?
Come here. Let me hold you for a second. Let's hug and talk. The day you feel a dick pierce you through the back in real life from that's hugging different. On Avatar, let me know.
That's different. Okay? Real life is different.
It's not going to happen. Right. So let them grind you.
Excuse me?
Let them grind you.
I don't care if they can grind me, but you don't even know, man. You're talking, putting my hands, you know, going down to your thighs and doing. I'm like, really? Really? Mm. I mean, come on. I'm like, really? Wait, what am I supposed to say? Ooh, you're making me win.
That? That's late. Oh, under- sex. No. How would you say I'm rubbing your thigh? That's so sexy.
Say it once. Say that again. And slow it down this time.
What? The man said.
What did you say?
Huh? Who are you asking, me or Matt? Yeah, me. Oh, when they, you know, they ask you to dance. Oh, if I ask them to dance, I'm not, you know, how you doing, whatever. But they go kissing your neck, nibble on your ear, and I'm like, really? Are you immortal? Are you a stripper? What is it? Because I don't, you know, it doesn't turn me on. It doesn't turn me on.
I'm going to need everybody to put their hands on the keyboards, please.
Uh-oh.
My hands are between my legs.
Oh, and she got a water bottle ready. I'm saying.
My keys are.
I mean, you know what? I was on a cell one time, and this guy was trying to, do some things with me. And I had a bottle of water with me, and, you know, I just kind of shook the water bottle around me. And he was like, "Ooh, are you in the tub?" I was like, "Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am in the tub."
So is that, so y'all just giving away y'all secrets right now? Y'all get bottles of water and stuff like that? That's what y'all be doing?
I don't. I get a voice, then now we talk.
I'm appalled right now. I wonder how many times I've been faked out with bottles of water.
I want to hear you say everything you're going to do to me when you be able to, but don't type it. I don't have time to be typing. I'm trying to dance. You know, I'm like, no.
Ooh, girl, you so wet like water. Really, water. I've added that.
Yes, baby. Literally, water.
Yes. Let me tell y'all, one time a dude actually messed up his keyboard. That was just so embarrassing. I felt embarrassed for him, too, because he ain't get it all in the sock. So he messed up his keyboard, so he had to get a Q-tip.
He didn't get what?
And clean in between the keys on that's his so keyboard.
I ain't gonna say his name.
It was Smoke. Smoke, you so nasty.
Oh my god.
So you was wondering why the E's on his dub.
Okay, so basically what you're trying to say, Venus, you need to teach dude how to aim, right?
Oh my gosh, you just warm us down.
Hey, sometimes you can't control where it goes.
All over the place.
Yeah, so playing out.
Smoke, we know you there.
He hitting the wall and putting pictures on the top, so I was just hanging pictures. Wait till it dry. That ain't no glue gun.
Living, you're not supposed to be telling all my bestie secrets like that.
I'm sorry.
I'm back. What I missed?
Oh. She telling on you, bestie. She is telling on you. How's that keyboard?
You got bad aim, homie.
How's your keyboard?
What?
Did you get a new one?
I got a sticky keyboard.
Hey, you need to get that laser keyboard so you ain't got to worry about all that.
Man. Like, you're stretching your sentences out with extra letters for no reason.
Y'all believe all that if y'all want. I just be doing the same thing. We just be faking. We be faking. She be thinking I'm busting nuts on the keyboard. I be sitting back playing Madden and I be playing, you know.
What's so you busting nuts on that controller.
I be playing Slingo on my iPhone and yeah, baby. You know, I just busted on the keyboard. Oh, it's ruined. It's ruined my keyboard for you, baby.
I need the sound effects. Oh. Sorry.
Whatever. I'm done with y'all.
Liked it. What was the next topic? I forgot.
Have you ever been stood up before?
I have.
Yeah, I got stood up before. I did. I got stood up on my prom.
Yep.
Real life? Oh, no.
Yeah, I got stood up.
I think
prom.
Your cousin stood you up for the prom?
See, why you going to try to go there? Why you got to go there? Honey? That's not shaving. Why would my cousin stand me up on the prom?
Oh, shit.
That's even worse.
See, that's what you get when you go for them fast ass shit. You're like, oh, she look bad. Yeah, we gonna go to prom together. Next thing you know, oh, somebody threw a brick through my window. I can't make it to what? It's me.
Okay, I'll share this with y'all. I've been stood up. I was stood up one time, but it was really big because it was three different dudes in one day. First, my study date.
Oh, Lord.
Then my movie date. Then my dinner date. And
they
I was.
And they went together or what?
No, because they didn't know each. None of them knew each other because I knew them from like totally different places. Like I was really like a serial dater. If I was sleeping with guys at this time, I would have been such a whore. That's how bad my dating series was. But yeah, I would date any. I would go out with anybody. I was always, because you know, in college, you always looking for a free meal or, you know, a free outing and stuff like that. And, you know, especially like when you done with your midterms and stuff, and you always looking for something to do, and you always don't want to go to a club because, you know, you can't be wearing heels like every night. You know, you just wanna chill and have a good time and not have to pull out your wallet or drive.
So you was humping classmates for gas money, is what you're saying?
Hey, whatever it took. Whatever it took, man.
Well, I know a lot today.
But yeah, I was stood up three times in one day. So that really hurt my ego like major.
Yeah, they must have caught on.
Nah. Shout out to Lil Sister Almighty in the crowd. What's up? What's up to Rita the Diva, Los Angeles Lakers official representative of SL? Ooh. She only here because they won. If they would have lost, she wouldn't be here.
Oh, they finally got a win.
Yeah, finally.
If you've ever had a one night stand, how did you pick the person?
Right moment, right time.
Huh?
Right.
It just happened. You don't
what was the
it.
Question?
If you've ever had a one night stand, how did you pick the person?
Mo. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Usually, like night, say, that, one night I stand mean, is the first available.
Yeah. I don't think I thought it would be a one night stand, but they always end up coming back. So I don't know. I don't think that counts. Yeah. I don't
that good.
Yeah.
Good.
I tried it one time. And am I the only one who actually put a thought process behind?
I did it when I was in high school, but not after I graduated. I mean, high school, college, but not after I graduated as a nurse, because I was real scared. And it was just stupid, you know, and he was nobody. I picked him, and he could do shit. He saw me, and he came. And I'm fine. Bye.
Really?
Yeah, he saw me naked, and he came.
I tried that one time in SL to try to do the one-night stand thing, and his skin was so ugly when he took his clothes off. It looked like an animal. Like he was just hairy. Ew. It was just nasty. And I was like, I can't do this. Yeah. You know, it's bad when you can't do it in SL. I mean, I was like, ugh.
You're talking about SL? I thought it was real life.
Must have been a new
eczema.
Right? How do you have eczema in SL?
You furry fucker.
Let me tell y'all, I put so much thought into my one night stand, it was ridiculous. I saw this dude one day, and I'm like, oh, he's like mad cute. And he had a car, and we were talking. You know, he bought me lunch, and I was like, "What? He bought me lunch? This may be the one." So,
the
number six.
Whatever. We get to his spot, and you know, things getting hot and heavy, and you know, I'm like, okay, go get the condom. So he go get the condom, and I'm like, wait, let me look at it first, because I want to look at the penis before we go inside.
Oh my God. Penis,
right. And he had a crooked penis. So I'm like, why his penis look like that? Because it wasn't thick and girth.
Oh, children.
So he had a crooked penis, like somebody broke it, then tried to fix it, bend it back.
Oh, my.
I'm like, you know what? I'm already halfway there. Let's just get it over with. So, like, the sex was horrible. So, I'm, like, fake moaning and everything. But he's not responding to my moaning or nothing. And I'm like, am I doing it wrong? Like,
yes,
am I
thinking? Yes, you are.
No, let me tell you. He was deaf.
What? Oh, my God.
He had his hearing aid because he had dreads. And his dreads was covering his hearing aid.
Really, though?
Let me evaluate this whole relationship.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming.
Oh, my God. Hey. Got us.
Oh, we there yet?
I was wondering why he had the music so loud. So I was trying to moan louder than the music, but he still wasn't responding. Afterwards,
there you go.
He grabs my hand and we go throw away the condom together and we go into the kitchen.
What the hell?
And we were hungry again.
Wait, what the hell y'all throwing away the condom together for? Is that a ritual?
You say you don't have these kids.
Let's go throw our children away. Come on, bitch.
Funeral.
Where's it?
Like,
throwing out the goldfish to the
I tore that ass up, didn't I?
Oh my God.
I love you, baby. I love
get
you.
Get out. I'll be back.
Y'all really don't pick
it. He wants a stocky second.
I'm trying to share a moment that I had in my life and y'all just gonna blatantly laugh at me.
When I see you in class, it's not gonna be weird, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. Whatever. Let me find this next question.
No, not
How many is too many sex partners for a woman when looking at her past?
At the same time.
I don't even know because sometimes I be wishing like, damn, I wish I could take that one back. So I don't count them no more. If I wish I could take you back, then I don't count it.
Wow.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
I'm not gonna judge.
Like, if I be like, and like, what if the sex wasn't good? Should I still count that? Should I still count it?
Let me tell you, you can count it with your girls, but you can't count it with your dude.
No.
You can't do that.
Mm-mm. Well.
Nope. I'm a virgin. I can't answer that question.
In your eyes, I only had three.
That's right. That's the best number. Always say number three.
I only have two.
See, that's real. Y'all, fellas, we got some wholesome girls on the panel.
Yes, yes.
Wholesome.com.
I will call it one and a half. I will call it one and a half because you know.
Did he not really have a dick? Is that?
No, dude that came just for looking at me, and then my ex husband.
Huh?
One in college. first, you know, like one night stand that I tried, and it was like, whatever. He was older, though. I don't know. He's stupid.
Well, how many is too many for a woman to have in her past?
10.
It depends on what I want them for.
on a serious note, it depends on her age as well.
Yeah,
if she only 20 and she been with like 70 dudes, there's a problem. I'm sorry.
A broke a record.
Wow. Okay, ladies, is there a number that's too many for a man?
Mm-hmm. Realistically, I mean, there is. We just don't want to talk about it.
Because I don't want to know. That's what it is.
Because if you bring it up, you know, he's going to compare and be like, dang, I'm under that, so I'm good. Or, dang, I got more than that. I need to cut it down a little bit, shave it a little bit. So,
what is it?
I tell every lady I meet, I am a retired whore.
5. Okay, let's say 5.
You are a retired whore, though.
I would say 10.
5. If I say 5,
I'm already out of that.
The men, I mean, I already know good and well that the guy is going to have more than 5 in his history. But if 5? I say 5, you know, yeah, then he's going to feel like he's got to cut it down a little bit, you know. Like, say, for instance, he was actually with about 25. But if I say, you know what, I can only be with a guy who's only been with 5 women in his life, no more than 5, he's going to be like, well, in his mind, he's going to be like, you know, that menage a trois actually counted only as one person, even though it was 3 different people. It was only one incident, so that's only one person. You know, he's going to try to, you know, fix it in his brain so that he can bring it down to 5. Or make it like 6 or 7 so it's not that much more than 5. But realistically, we know it's probably about 25, 30.
In the law of averages, don't they say whether a man or woman says if they've had 5 relationships, technically they've had, 35? Oops. Male and female. So if they say 3, it's more like, oh, I don't know.
So you mean to tell me that y'all don't overstretch numbers as well?
No, I'm saying male and
say that.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
Either I don't lie. I just tell them I'm a retired whore.
So we know. You know, we know Seon, he's going to say he only slept with 25 women. He's actually slept with like 5,000. But, you know, that's just Seon for you.
See, I would say for a man under 30, I'll say between 15 and 20. But for a man between 30 and like 50, I would say no more than 25. Because that's a lot for me to ingest. Especially me and my low number.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your low number? I'm sure you probably got scared after seeing the dude with the crooked dick. Go down real quick, like, oh, this was out here. I don't want that.
What did we agree on in number 3?
I want to hear the rest of that story, Veen. I want to know what happened after you threw your children away.
Lord. You really want to hear it? Okay. So he sat me on top of his island, the kitchen island, and he wanted to have a serious talk about what just happened.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm like, oh, my
God. You asked for it.
I said, oh, my God. He's going to tell me he got, like, gonorrhea or something. So now I'm getting scared, and he then tells me, you know, you're different from the rest, and you're such a wonderful person, and I have to be honest with you.
I can actually hear you.
So he went into his kitchen drawer, and he pulled out his hearing aid, and he tells me that he's deaf without his hearing aid. I'm like, what the hell? Like, seriously? So that was like the biggest turn off ever. Cause like, and the thing that I noticed then, he has a short tongue.
Oh.
because his head game wasn't right either.
Oh my!
So it was like,
Smoke, you want to hear talk about you like that? She just putting all your business. Man.
I'm sorry. That's the truth.
Oh my goodness. So it didn't end too well because come to find out
the deaf man.
Because I told him I was only looking for a one night stand. I'm not looking for anything serious. He's like, well, if I would have known that, I would have took you into the guest bedroom instead of his actual.
Damn.
I would
you only guest bedroom worthy.
And then he said he wouldn't have been so easy on me. He would have threw my back out of some. Yeah, started talking big.
What? I'm like, dude, you lasted 3 seconds. I gotta go. He was trying to be romantic. He was trying to make you the one.
Mm-mm, that wasn't gonna happen.
I can hear you now. Let me try again. Let me wipe you up, baby.
Whatever. Also, I'm done with y'all. Next question. Let me see. Mean.
I'm disappointed in you.
Why?
Because you dumped the deaf man.
No, he was already going to get dumped whether he was deaf or not.
Yeah, but he didn't know that.
But I let him know afterwards.
I mean, it's bad enough.
Did you write it down? I'm
dumping
you.
And then you turn around and told him he wasn't even worthy of, you know.
He wouldn't even let me come in his regular bedroom. That
I don't blame him. I wouldn't either.
Me neither. Knowing all that, then you'd had your ass on my kitchen island,
And I ain't even put my panties back on yet. Either.
Wow! Goddamn luncheon meat.
See, that's when you start rubbing on.
She's a freak.
Oh.
Was this before or after they invented Clorox
wipes?
This is after.
Okay, thank God.
Nothing was, man, I was clean.
No, you wasn't. You just threw away the condom. You was not clean.
You just asked avatar. What the hell, woman? What is she wearing? I gotta take a picture of you.
I'm asking.
This is normal. I mean, I've seen you extravagant, but not this.
Oh my goodness. When y'all start dating somebody new, how soon should you talk to each other about y'all's past?
Turn around, let me turn around. I gotta take a picture.
First 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
It depends on how good it's going. I would say a week.
Been the first 2 weeks.
And how detailed do you get about this past?
As detailed.
Depending on how the conversation going.
Yeah. You know, if the person seems to be reserved about talking about their past, or they don't feel like getting that detail. You know, you can gauge somebody when they're talking, you know, how much information they're willing to throw out there. But if they seem to be like, yeah, you know what, I did this and this and this and that, then shoot, get detailed. If not, then, you know, go their pace. But make sure you get as much information as you get.
Okay, well, this one is for the ladies on the panel. Being that there are slim pickings of men, the pickings are getting really slim nowadays. What have you done to increase your chance of hooking one?
I don't like realize hooking.
Yeah.
I bought a long hair fishing thingy. So my thing is longer so I can hook them real quick.
Real life or is that life?
Real life.
I have done nothing because they're worth the shit.
See, me, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've actually lowered my standards.
I got a problem. As a woman in real life, I got a problem. Either they're too young and they look at my chest, so I tell them, right up here. Hello? Right up here. or they're married and they just want to fling, and I tell them get the hell out of my face, and that's it.
I at least, you know, I initially don't say no right off the bat. I have a conversation with you before I say no. But the two standards that I went ahead and let go, as far as, you know, you don't have to be a homeowner, I'll go ahead and be the homeowner.
That makes it easier for the future moving in purposes.
And kicking out purposes, too.
There you go.
Yes, true.
My second standard is my height requirement, because normally I've only dated people who are like 6 foot,
7 foot, 8 foot.
Oh. Yeah, over 6 feet. So I've lowered that. I've actually lowered that down to like 5'9".
Oh, so she got you in there, bestie. That's nice.
How tall are you, Levy?
I'm 5'4¾".
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, she what? Had to put that 3 quarters.
She didn't say 3 quarters. Really?
I have to have a tall man, too. I can't have a short man.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I like to wear heels.
I'm 5'6", and my ex-husband was 6'2", so
it's got to be a
tall man.
Huh? I don't have a problem with a short guy. Because a short guy is usually very endowed in other ways, you know, whether he's...
So is a tall man.
You know, short guys usually are smarter, in my opinion. Because tall guys tend to be, you know, hey, I'm tall, I can get by with my looks. Whereas short guys, they actually have to work at it. So, you know, they're smarter, in my opinion.
As long as he's working... and he has job stability. He could be as tall as he want to be and dumb as he need to be.
He better not be dumb. I can't stand a dumb man.
I was told my standards were too high, because I felt like if you wasn't in school, then you need your own place, your own car, and a job. If you was in school, you needed a job, you need to be in school, and you need the car. You probably stay with your parents, but that was a little iffy.
Brooklyn says she is tired of a short hose taking all the tall men because she's 6'1 and can't find nobody.
It ain't nobody's fault. Brooklyn's a damn Amazonian.
She need to get her knees, like, what do they do? Like, take her knees out or something.
Hey, what is a short nigga ain't got that far to go.
He ain't got to get on his knees.
Hey, we're all the same height when we're laying down, right? My bestie taught me that.
See, I just one reason I want a tall one. I want my child to have
the same height. A midget?
I want my child to have a chance, because if I have a son, I want him to at least have the possibility of being tall.
Okay, but you can control that.
Yes, I can.
Did you pull the baby's legs when he was a baby? Tell me you did not pull on that baby's legs.
Damn. She doesn't have to be tall. If I have a son, I want him to have that option of being tall.
But you can't control that. Neither.
Yes,
can
I can.
Well, you can't.
I have.
She got a rack for the baby. Trust me.
Listen, I got a satchel and some products in a satchel. I can control that.
Oh my God! Voodoo does not work like that, sweetie. It doesn't work like that.
You don't know what that is. Give me 10 minutes and I'll show you what works.
Oh my gosh!
10 minutes
poor
and a
baby. I'm calling CPS.
He pulling legs and shit.
Well, it looks like it is 9:02. Wait, what time? 6:02. So, any last words before we have our benediction?
benediction.
Yes, on the next show, Smoke is going to tell you how to get rid of your chick after she tells way too much shit about herself on the talk show.
Write that down. Write that down. Write it down. I like that.
Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in to Say What Talk Show, and we will see you all next week.
Whatever. Bye. Nobody coming back after listening to this.
Well, Venus will be at the next show.
How the hell you hump a deaf dude?
Well, and then dump him.
Deaf.
Man.
Hello.
He was cute.
And the humanitarian of the war goes to humanitarian
and
war.
DJ's place. I'm out.
I think that goes to Veen because I don't know what to say, man.
But y'all wouldn't even listen. Even if I knew he was deaf beforehand, I still would have slept with him because he was cute.
Yes. And on that note, good night.
But if I would have known he had a crooked penis,
good night, everybody.
Went down like that.
You learned a lot on this show. You learn a lot.
So when's the wedding?
I don't know now.
All right, y'all. Good night.
Later. You might have to.
You might have to write that deaf dude for the bet to be the best man or something.
I don't even remember his name.
I'm gonna have to go and pull up. What's the name of that? Shit. Oz. And look. Oh, you say he was deaf, and he wasn't. The dude from Oz was in a wheelchair. Same thing.
Cause I even got, you know, it's one thing if I said, you know, one of my exes. I wish I could have pulled. If I would have known his name, I would have added him on Facebook.
Deuces, folks.
Cause I even got all my exes on Facebook. Wow, that's a good question. What is his name?
Oh, shit.
All right, bestie, I'll holler at you.